If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. My Republican Fox-watching brother is still in the house.
I know.
Just so you know.
So hard to work right
future
now.
Husband. So he will be going back to Charlotte, North Carolina, where my 94-year-old, as it turns out, Fox-watching Republican Trump-voting mother lives. So what better time to have the filmmaker that made the film, The Brainwashing of My Dad, Jen Sisko, joins us. Good morning, Jen.
Oh, good morning, Stephanie.
I keep mentioning your film, and it seems like I should probably have you on. So here you are.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you watched it. It's if I do say so myself, it's really important.
Well, especially now. I mean, I've been saying this, Jen and Vanessa, well, until she decided to marry my brother yesterday. I'm just kidding, I hope. But no, she has Republican parents. She has an African-American father and a Mexican mother who both voted for Trump.
Yes.
I don't know if you know, but my dad ran for vice president with Barry Goldwater. So
in my case,
my family's always been Republican. And I think, you know, my dad's been gone many, many years, you know, 30-something years. And so I think my mom just thinks, oh, no, we're just always he would have been a Republican. We're all Republican. But I just think it has done such damage to families, to friendships, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's why I made this movie, because I saw what it was doing, dividing our country and making enemies out of liberals and Democrats and demonizing them,
right,
and therefore dividing families. And when I first called it Brainwashing of My Dad, I didn't actually think it was brainwashing. You know, I kind of used that facetiously.
Right.
But then by the time I was done with the movie and did all this research, I was like, holy smokes. It is brainwashing. So it's sort of like a massive brainwashing of like 47% or, you know, whatever it is, between 30 and 47% of the country.
Well, and in my case, my mom is a good-hearted person. And I think what's happened is you are unable to talk about politics with your loved ones anymore because we just try to avoid it entirely. And the last time it's hard to avoid it now. The last time we got into a discussion, I had to every single thing, Jen, say, well, Mom, that's just not true. Did you see that on Fox News?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And if they didn't see it on Fox News, they'll see it somewhere in that echo chamber.
Right.
That's what's so dangerous about it. I mean, Fox News is the lead. You know, many Americans watch it, but, you know, now there's like a whole infrastructure built up around that. You know, there's Breitbart, there's Alex Jones, there's
right,
Rush Limbaugh. And 97% of talk radio is quote unquote conservative.
I'm talking to you from my basement, I know.
I hope it's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice basement.
Yeah.
Jen, in this case, obviously it was about your, as you describe him, a non-political lifelong Democrat that turned him into an angry right-wing fanatic.
He was really, I mean, he didn't claim to be a liberal. He just was open-minded. He was a Kennedy Democrat. He loved everyone and everybody. I never heard anything prejudicial, you know, growing up. He even spoke 7 different languages and would just love to talk to people.
Wow.
But then once he got into this, it was a personality change. I've read books on cults, like Steve Hassan's book. You know, he was once in the Moonies, and he wrote this incredible book. Anyway, it was kind of like that, his whole personality change. And the main thing was that he became very angry and argumentative. And this became his whole world. And you couldn't really say anything without him finding a political point in there somewhere. You know,
yeah,
you talked about the weather. It was climate change.
Yeah.
But also I saw this same thing happened to a couple friends of mine and some loved ones, and it was just so alarming to me. And they would be saying the same, using the
right,
same phrases that my dad used. And
yeah,
it's like,
right,
wait, something's going on here.
Right.
You know?
Well,
and why,
Jen,
don't I know their facts?
It must be interesting now, after having made this documentary, to see what's happened to Fox News. That it, you know, literally has imploded. You know, Roger Ailes is dead. Bill O'Reilly's fired. You know, they're in last place now. I mean, It's
yeah, but we still have Sean Hannity, and now Tucker Carlson has sold out completely. And
but I think part of the reason, I mean, that people are tuning out, you know, is because they're not reporting real news. I mean, Rachel Maddow is number one in cable news now. I mean, that is quite a turn in a state of affairs, isn't it?
I'm hopeful. I am really hopeful. I'm hoping that this is the beginning of people understanding that this was a whole right-wing media machine,
right,
that they had to create this media. How else would they get middle-class 99% voters to vote for big money and corporations and rich people,
right,
unless they divided us? And, you know, that's what I hope to help expose with the movie.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you, I don't want to get too personal, especially because, you know, now Vanessa wants to marry my brother. But no, but I have to tell you, this really at a time in our family was not funny. We actually did not have any contact. My brother and I didn't have any contact for years. I mean, so I'm just saying this was actually very serious in our family. It was at some point, you're right, the politics got so angry and so divisive, it's caused a fissure in our family. I won't get into a lot of details. But because my brother was just on here with us, I think part of it, and I can see why the ratings are going down, because literally I think people like my brother go, oh, I'm just not political now. I don't watch anymore. Yeah. So, like, our relationship, we have a relationship again. You know what I mean? You have to help that this is part of, because more people are tuning out of Fox News and realizing, oh, you know, I mean, as Vanessa was saying, even yesterday, they actually had to cover this huge bombshell news of the Clinton email at the FBI. Because at some point you go, come on, give me a break. Like,
yeah, it's kind of like in The Wizard of Oz, the man behind the curtain. Like, you know, you can only like keep that curtain closed for so long, and you know, it's just like you can only keep them in a bubble for so long.
Right. When you have a CBO score that says 23 million people are going to lose their, you know, health. Did I get that number right? Yes.
Yes.
Are going to lose their health insurance. And it's going to be people like my mom, whose premiums go up by 800% because they have pre-existing conditions,
right,
you know.
Yeah. And for me, real quickly, my dad voted for Trump because he goes, oh, he's going to help vets. He's going to make sure that, you know, seniors get the best health care.
Oh, boy.
And so, you know, I don't want to go home because he's, you know, he's put all of his eggs in one basket. Trump's going to be the guy to save us.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen.
I mean, Jen, that's what's so sad, right, is there really is a, you know, such a sad human cost to all this, just to families, to, you know, friendships.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have happened. Trump would not have happened if it weren't for this 30, 40-year push of right-wing media.
Right. You know,
it created him. He was formerly a Democrat, if he was anything at all.
Right.
And it created his audience. And he knew all of the hot-button phrases to say. People thought he was authentic, and that's why they voted for him.
Right.
And hopefully now they'll see that
but, you know,
he's breaking these promises that he made.
Yeah. That he's just he's the grifter that we all saw early on. I mean, but, you know, as I say, it is amazing because I always it sounds like the same in your family, Jen. I mean, we always had some differences in our family. Like, both of my sisters voted for Obama, and, you know, obviously, as did I. So there was a fissure in the family. But there was a point, Jen, we were all able to be funny about it and whatever. And but literally over time, because of I agree with you, things like Fox and right wing radio, the fissures got really ugly and really permanent. But it started from political arguments, and then it got personal and ugly, as you know.
And it wasn't always like that.
You know,
when we were young, I mean, I think we're close to the same age. You're probably a little younger than me, but you know,
I'm hardly younger than anyone, but okay.
I might have you there, though. but when we were young, you know, Republicans were just, you know, had a just like a slightly different opinion. That there wasn't this fissure. You know, there were people you had barbecues with, and and now it's like you see the vitriol on Twitter and Facebook, and it's like we shouldn't be enemies. Like, we can respect each other's.
Well, we literally have a president that only calls other Americans the enemy. Not the Russians, not other, you know, brutal dictators, right?
Right. And now he's convincing some of these people that, oh, the Russians really are the good people. I mean, it's this whole thing, like the good people are the bad people and the bad people are the good people.
My mom, Vanessa's future mother-in-law, I was telling her about these resistance dinner parties I've been having, you know, with people like Congressman Schiff and Maxine Waters and, you know, others. And I mentioned, you know, because it's kind of a big deal, you know, as a daughter, you're like, hey, I'm... And my mom literally goes, oh, dear, all my enemies. And I know she was sort of half kidding, but this is Trump. This is Trump. Other Americans are your enemy.
And those are the phrases they put in the media so that, you know, they're journalists or bad people, they're enemies. We see what happened last night with the GOP congressman.
Yeah, and then, you're right. And then that journalist getting body slammed last night by what's his face? The guy running.
Republican running in Montana. Against
Montana,
Rob Quist.
I mean, I think that Trump sort of gave permission to heighten that level. Like, it, to me, it was like the water was simmering, right? But and all these people were thinking these things, and then he brought it to that point. Like, it's okay.
He absolutely incited violence. He said, "I'll pay your legal bills. Get him the hell out of here. Punch him right in the face."
What about Hillary? Let's call, you know, some of these people in the NRA.
Right. Right.
What was that supposed to be?
Yeah. If you're in Montana, vote for Rod Quist. Okay. Anyway, Jen, it's called The Brainwashing of My Dad. How do we get it?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Thank you.
iTunes, if you like to watch things online, you know, there's iTunes or Amazon Prime or Hulu or Vudu or any of those, or you can buy the DVD, which you can also get online at Amazon or Noble or any of those. And if people could support us and want to buy a T-shirt or a poster, you know, please just contact us, and, you know, that would be great.
Fantastic, and we'll have a link up on our Facebook page. Jen, thanks so much for taking time. It's just a very, very critical time in our body politic, as it were. And so thanks for the important work.
And thank you, Stephanie, for what you do, really.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jen. We'll talk soon. Okay, there she goes. Jen Sisko, The Brainwashing of My Dad. All right. Still time before my brother leaves. Turn him back toward the light. Continue the turn.